Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. I want to remind you of the call-in number. It's 323-203-0815. And I also want to remind you that we have our live event coming up for January, the first Monday and the first Wednesday in January, where Dr. Allen is either in Culver City the first Monday or Orange County first Wednesday. You can find more out about that at www.drpatallen.com. And let's see, Dr. Allen, you're live on the air.
Good. I want to be live and I want to respond to people.
All right. Well, I have a question for you. I heard a rumor and I need to know if it's true or not. I heard you have another getting to I do.
Oh, hello?
Yes.
Hello. I call her one
this Saturday, the 22nd.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I'm doing one on the 29th. And there are a couple of spaces for people in the 29th one. So if you go to the website, Dr. Allen, at, you know,
yeah, www.drpatallen.com or oneeyestore.com. You can find out information and sign up there. Dr. Allen, guess what? We've got a caller on the line. Do we want to take calls?
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's do it. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. You have a question.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
So I'm calling, I'm calling to give you guys an update. I briefly spoke to you all about the dropping the ball, and you were like, you have to pick the ball back up.
Oh,
remember
God.
The guy?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
So needless to say, I took your advice. I called him, and unfortunately, his voicemail was full. So I texted him and said, you know, I tried to call you and couldn't leave a message. So he called me back the next day, and I said just what you said. I thought we had a good time on the date. Where did you go? And he said to me, oh, we did have a good time on the date. I've just been so busy. The stock market isn't doing well, so I've just had my head down working. And he was just like, I was out of town when he called me back on vacation. And he said, well, when you get back in town, let's do something. I said, okay, great. I'm back on Thursday. And he never called me on Thursday, never called me that weekend. And his birthday was this past Monday, so I did the ritual stroke, and I text him, happy birthday. And
beautiful,
he replies back.
Beautiful.
Thank you. So he replies back, and he says to me, thank you so much for thinking of me. I know I owe you some dates. I've just been sick with the nasty virus. And then I replied back, you know, would love to see you. I'm sorry you feel, you know, under the weather. Looking forward to seeing you soon. And that was
beautiful.
And now, thank you. So I'm just kind of feeling like, what's going on? Because it's Thursday, and I still haven't heard from him to make a date. And then why didn't he reach out to me and keep his word, you know, 2 weeks ago when he said he was going to call me for us to go out, and he didn't keep his word? I'm like, was it too much time? Has the man lost interest? Like, I feel like I did everything right in terms of, you know, being transparent, but he, I feel like, gave me almost like a BS response of being busy with work. I understand he's busy, but he's not that busy that he doesn't have 5 minutes to call me or keep his word.
I've got news for you. You're doing your mama thing right now. One of the three most important words that Pat Allen teaches women to be. What are the three most important words?
Patient, passive, and vulnerable?
Yeah. Passive, patient, and vulnerable. And you
right.
just now says, look, he's got to have 5 minutes when he can call me up. You know what?
Okay.
You did what I told you to do for the first disrespectful thing, and now you've just told me that you didn't do it to him, but you're doing it to me. Do you know what passive means?
Yes, to basically be patient and let the other person leave.
No. Passive. Do you know, like when you listen to this podcast, you're going to hear you say, well, he's got enough time to call me.
Right.
I want you to know, dear, that I told you last time, men are afraid of women today because we are not passive, we're active, we're not patient, we are mothering. We are not vulnerable because we're afraid of them.
But
do you
understand
what?
Okay. I was going to say, but does that excuse him not keeping his word when he said, I will call you on Thursday when you get back, and he never did, and now 2 weeks later, I did the ritual stroke because it was his birthday this Monday. But it's
and
like
he responded. How fast did he thank you for his ritual stroke?
About 45 minutes after the text, within the hour.
Does that tell you anything about what he likes?
What he likes the woman to contact him?
No,
he's 52.
He likes to be stroked by a woman who's smart enough to be passive, patient, and vulnerable to his leadership.
Oh. Okay, I'm a little lost.
I'm going to commend you for artificially being passive, patient, and vulnerable.
Right.
And calling me up and bitching.
Okay, fair enough.
But I want you to know that he will intuitively know he's testing you for anger, and he will pick it up with some sound, some word, something. Do you really want to be cherished by a man?
Yes.
Then you have got to respect them, unless you have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer.
Okay, so I just have to overlook the fact that he didn't keep his word when he said he was going to call me for us to go out on a date?
No, what you got to look at is what he did worthy of me terminating him?
Got it. I still like him. I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like he lost interest or something since he didn't follow through when he said, oh, yes, I'm going to call you on Thursday.
Darling,
let's hang out this weekend.
Darling.
Yes.
You're saying if he doesn't keep his word in non-moral, non-ethical, not legal issues, I'm still going to bitch about it. I'm still going to think of terminating him. That's too fine a deal, my love. I want you to understand he's testing you for passivity, patience, and vulnerability.
Oh, I understand now. I'm hearing you. I get what you're saying. So that was a test, basically, when he didn't reach out, like he said, because he was almost on the defense when he said, well, I know this is your busy season, you know, and it's been very busy for me with the market, blah, 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 blah. When I called, you know, when I asked him where he go. And then that's when he said, well, let's hang out this weekend. I said, great, you know, I'll be back in town.
And now I understand that was a test. That's
okay.
A moral, ethical, legal issue. See,
no, it's not.
It's not. In fact, I want you to see that when you did his ritual stroke for his birthday, he responded lickety-split.
Yes, saying he had a virus, which I don't believe because I saw on Facebook he was at a football game that weekend. So I was like, how sick can you really be in my head?
I've got news for you. He is sniffing around you, but he intuitively can feel your control, your mothering, your anger.
Ooh. Oh, that's not good.
What?
That's not good. I definitely don't want that energy out there in the universe. Ooh,
well,
I definitely have
to
get that in check.
With this man, passive, not chase him, patient.
Yes.
And vulnerable
yes.
to his not perfect leadership.
Yes, I'm going to try it your way for a change because I haven't had good results when I've tried to do things my way. So I'm definitely going to do things differently this time around.
But I want you dating other men.
Yes, I'm on a dating website, so I am swiping and, you know, open to other guys asking me out. And I'm going to a Christmas party tomorrow with a bunch of hopefully single men that will be in attendance.
Good. But do you understand, I like it that you got some of the first lesson, and I'm
yes.
sad that you were angry at the second test, but you didn't do anything to him. Remember how mad I got when you didn't respond to his call?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
I get it.
Yeah, all right. I want you to go back out into the hunting, and I want you to be passive, patient, and vulnerable as a way to demonstrate your femininity.
I will do that, and now I see it was a test because I wasn't looking at it as a test. I was just looking at it, I guess, in terms of, like, being insulted, like, oh, wow, this guy is, like, you know, slighting me. I didn't look at it from the point of view that you just mentioned, and I definitely don't want to send out that energy, so I think that's something I have to work on myself, is to not take it personal with these guys
don't
when they do stuff like that.
Don't take it personal when a man tests you for passive, patient, and vulnerable.
I see. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Pat and Kelly, for the advice last time and again today. I totally appreciate it. I am going to keep you guys posted and have a safe and happy Christmas holiday and New Year if I don't talk to you all before then.
Okay.
Same to you, dear. Love you.
Thank you. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Getting the lesson, baby.
What?
We're getting the lesson.
I know that, but you can, I thought she really got it, but she didn't. She got it obediently, but not viscerally.
Mm-hmm, indeed. It sounds like we've got another caller on the line. Hey, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hello, ladies. I have several questions.
Awesome. So
I am very much like the previous caller, and I'm calling regarding one of the questions is very similar, and it is, can I ask a man who I was actually never romantically involved with, but who I am very much attracted to, and who I had a great connection with, why he stopped reaching out? It's been 8 weeks, and I haven't...
Have you written your hi-bye letter?
I have not written a hi-bye letter, but I might be a little, I haven't done so because I'm not quite sure what I did wrong to turn him off or to have him stop contacting me.
But that's what that is about. Let's do the high-bi skeleton. What's okay. the first paragraph of a high-bi letter? And why do you write a high-bi? You write a high-bi when a man leaves, ghosts you, do you see? And you don't mm-hmm. know what the reasons are. Got it?
Okay.
So the first paragraph is everything you liked about him.
Okay.
The second paragraph is the pain of being abandoned, neglected, ghosted, whatever. The pain of it.
What can I say in that part? What feeling should I be expressing?
You're saying it to me. You're saying I'm interested in him and he's not interested in me. Did you tell me that you dated him?
No, he's a friend who I met at a week-long event. We bonded very closely after the event.
You bonded. What did it do for demonstration? Did you date? What did you do?
We talked on the phone a lot. We constantly maintained contact for a period of 3 weeks. Not 3 weeks, 3 months. We considered going
on
trips together.
Then where did he go? What did he do? Did he stop calling?
Yes, he stopped reaching out. He just randomly stopped contacting me.
That's the second paragraph, the pain of him stopping.
Okay. But do I just say that it hurts that you stopped contacting me? Or do I go into details?
You go into details.
Okay.
And I give you permission to call me. You see? And read your high-bye letter to me.
Okay.
We don't do high-byes on the show.
Okay.
It would take up too much time. But anybody that I tell to do a high-bye, I will listen to the high-bye letter.
I appreciate that.
So first paragraph, everything you liked about him, the calls, the this, the that, the whatever. The second paragraph is the pain of it stopping. The third paragraph is what you don't want. I don't want to be with someone that just drops me and doesn't tell me why. And the fourth paragraph is, I want to be with a man like you were. You see?
Yeah.
But I want to, now here's the fifth paragraph, but I thank you so much for bringing me this painful ghosting experience so I could talk to a therapist about what to do. And I'm doing it now in this letter.
Wow. Okay. Wow, I can
Why
say that.
Why did you stop relating to me?
I got it.
You see?
I do. Is there a what way would you recommend sending it to him? By mail? By email? By text?
Whatever. I mean, it depends on how long it is.
Okay.
You can say in a paragraph, you can use two sentences. And, you know, I don't know what kind of... When I hear it... Do you have my office number?
I think I could find it. I could contact Sue.
Email?
Yeah, contact Sue.
Okay.
Ask Susie for my phone number to read a high-bye.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I ask you one more question about this? Early on in our friendship, he had expressed an interest in something, in an item that I was actually, in a craft that I was working on making. And I had said, you could be my guinea pig. I'll make the first one for you. And I have actually made it. Can I include it with the letter if I send it to him?
Or not until you get an answer why he went. When you don't give somebody a gift when they ghost you, when they go away.
Right. Okay. I made it specifically for him. So, okay. That's fine. Okay. I appreciate that answer.
Now, if he reaches out and tells you what happened, maybe you'll accept the answer and go ahead and complete the craft.
Mm-hmm.
That's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't do it at this side. You find out where he went.
I'll do that. I really appreciate this. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
But can I ask one more question?
We've got to move on. We've got more callers waiting.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Call back, though.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Okay. Our switchboard's telling us we've got plenty of calls. So,
all right. Let's go for it.
Okay. I'm going to let him know that we're
Hello.
Ready. Hello. There we go. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Allen. I have a question. I wanted to follow up a little bit with kind of what you've been talking about. In the hi-bye letter, at the end, when you're talking about your lessons, do you actually tell the person what the lessons were? Like, oh, I learned not to be this. I learned not to do that. Or do you just say, I learned this painful
what
lesson?
I said in the what I was saying to her,
yes.
The result is you sought counsel to write the letter.
Okay. Because in my hi-bye letter, I actually said the lessons that I learned, so I can take those out and just put something general?
Well, no, you can put something specific.
Okay.
I have no problem with specific. It's whatever you want. It's your letter.
Okay. Yes, that was my question. And then, in that case, in her case, she was talking about a guy who ghosted. In my case, I think he's actually a Peter Pan, found his Wendy, but anyway, I think he's in a relationship. Is it okay to send a hi-bye letter to somebody that you know for a fact is in a relationship?
That is in a relationship?
Yes, that wasn't in a relationship. And now is in a relationship, and so I'm in the 8 weeks with him.
It's okay to send a letter unless he's married. Is he married?
He is not married.
Well, then you're not sending come back message. You're saying,
no.
I liked you. You know, it was painful when you dropped me, ghosted me, whatever word you want to use.
Okay.
I don't want to be in that. So I thank you for the lesson that I had to go find some counsel for to not do this again or to help avoid it.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. Now, the other question I had was, can a woman share feelings at any time? For example, like a man does or says or posts something that causes feelings. Can we then say, I don't want to see or this, I don't want to hear this right then, or do we have to make an appointment for that?
I require appointments because when you say something spontaneously, remember the following statement. Spontaneity produces chaos.
Okay.
Discipline allows spontaneity.
Okay.
Have you ever had somebody come up and say, I just got to tell you something? Now, have you ever had somebody do something like that? And you say, and they said, you have the prettiest blue eyes. They've taken a tone of voice and scared you with it.
Right.
Remember, 90% of all communication is nonverbal. It's tones of voice, gestures, postures, and facial expressions. Only 10% of communication is words.
Okay.
So when you come out spontaneously, that is very, very feeling-centered. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, that's going to create a chaos situation, and it's going to cause problems. So you always should make an appointment.
But if you say, I have something that may be painful to say. See, when you make an appointment, it's to say something that you're using a tool to say it with. And that automatically says it's sensitive.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. I was clarifying something I heard in one of your other posts, or one of your other
whatever I
shows.
Do. We haven't figured it out.
Whatever you do. Now, because at one point, you said something like, I wanted to clarify that for so feelings, you make an appointment, but what if it's something that you want, like to move the car? I really want a new pair of hiking
watch
boots.
Watch this.
Can I get a new kitchen knife?
To teach, listen to this. Mm-hmm. You make appointments to teach, to preach, to bitch, to moan, to question.
Okay, question meaning if questioning their behavior, questioning,
question
do we need
anything.
A new roof?
Where did you go last night? Who was that woman? Any question can be delivered with the tone of voice that will absolutely put the other person on edge.
Okay. All right.
Remember the following. There's only three ways to communicate. Intimidate with fear, seduce with guilt or shame, and negotiate with love. I teach negotiating with love and my five tools, which are the product of my doctoral dissertation, which is androgynous, semantic, realignment, ASR.
It's actually helped me immensely. I've been following you for a couple of years, and I the thing, I keep learning something from every show. And then a couple weeks ago, you talked about how a lot of relationships now are just online, and you're not getting the feedback. You're just talking online back and forth, and you're not actually meeting up or doing any of that stuff. I was wondering if you could expand on that a little bit. That is how relationships are going now, and there's been sort of it's sort of a problem. So I wanted to talk about how do you get it off the...
It's a favorite of right-handed men.
Interesting.
Text. Texting goes directly to the left lobe, logic.
That's interesting because I have it with a left-handed alcoholic, so that would be feminine. So I suppose
totally.
Okay.
So talking and touching are the two most sensual ways to communicate.
Okay.
And then you go into the written word. Do you see?
Yes. Yes.
But when you want to be intimate, many, many women stop texting because of the left lobe aloofness, coolness, objectivity, lack of warmth. Do you see?
Yes, I do.
There's a time to be that, and there's a time not to be. And that time is usually when you're falling in love, being in love, falling out of love, you see?
So in this case, it would be an instance to use the tools. You would text, I have something that I want to talk to you about, when it would be convenient, hopefully today.
No, something that might be painful.
Something that might be painful.
Last week when we, something, you've got to give the subject and the convenience for a respectable person or comfort for a friendly, loving person.
Okay. That sounds good. Those are all my questions. Thank you, Dr. Allen.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay. It looks like we've got some more calls. Here we go.
Good.
Pardon me. All right.
Hello?
Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thank you for taking my call. If it's okay, I'm going to call myself Montana because I call a lot these days. So.
You do it.
Okay. So I called before about this man that dated me. We went out a few nights. I did end up sleeping
with... His idea or yours?
His idea.
Okay. So you were the girl, but then, the guy.
Yes. So I slept with him, and we talked about continuity, monogamy, and longevity at first, but it wasn't very clear as far as, like, the... I didn't negotiate well in that regard. He went away to work for 6 months in Antarctica, which is a very long ways away, very difficult for him to communicate with me. He had promised that he would keep in touch. He did keep in touch for a while, and we were talking a lot, just on email, and he would call me like maybe every week and check in. And then you told me to call him but next time you called me to tell him that I had made a mistake in having sex with him, and that basically, you know, that I was only willing to have sex with men who would want to be in a continuous, monogamous, long-term relationship going forward. And he was understanding of that, and he continued to reach out to me, but all of a sudden it just kind of stopped. And so it's been about 5 to 6 weeks now. I'm at that point. And what I'm wondering is, do I do a ritual email, like Merry Christmas kind of thing, or should I go ahead and wait until, you know, the 8 weeks and do the high bi letter?
That's a good question. Do you want to send him a holiday ritual card?
I want to, but I also kind of want to wait until the 8 weeks just to see what he really intends, because I don't know if he... I felt that...
Will that pass by Christmas?
It will be, yeah. It will pass by Christmas.
Okay, see, I'm giving you two options.
Okay.
To send him, like, on a dating service, you can go clink or wink or whatever.
Right.
I'm giving you the choice. You have a nice, non-chasing, ritual holiday that you can send a card to, you see, or some form of computer, whatever. But it's a holiday ritual, which will trigger him into not responding or responding.
Okay.
You see?
But if he responds,
What?
If he responds, do I lose my opportunity to send the hi-bye letter? Because...
The hi-bye letter, have you written it?
Yes, I have written it, as you mentioned, to write it as soon as you feel the need, and I did write it out.
Well, but I have Have you written it out?
I have, yes.
Well, have you read it to me?
I have not, no.
Do you want to?
I would like to. Yeah, I want to.
Okay, then call up Sue, get my number and call me, and I will listen to it.
Okay. So, in your opinion, I feel like it, I'm just trying to go back and forth on what I want to do, if I want to send him a ritual. He didn't send me a happy Thanksgiving. I didn't send him one either, so that passed by. So I'm waiting, kind of wondering.
I understand. If you're not interested in him, don't do anything.
Well, I am interested.
If you are interested, I'm giving you a small send a ritual card to see what he responds, or send a big statement, which is a hi-bye letter, after send that, mail that, after the 8 weeks have gone by.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So I guess it's up to me then in that regard.
So what are you going to do?
I think I'll send him a ritual stroke.
You go right ahead and do it.
Just a real quick one, not anything real intense, just a happy Merry Christmas and thinking of you kind of message, and that's it.
Something, yeah, just not, you know, not a romantic one.
The second part of my question is, a lot of the guys that I've dated or dated me in the past have, it's almost like they wait for me to chase them, but I'm not doing that. I'm not chasing them. And then they come
back.
This
man you've already dated.
Yeah, they come back with, you weren't interested because you didn't reach out to me. And I'm like, well, you didn't reach out to me. You know, that's a problem.
I understand that. Then don't do anything.
Okay. And then when I meet somebody that I really like, I end up going a little masculine because I end up really, like, I like them, so I reach out.
I understand that. That's why they want you to keep it up. No, I give you your choices.
Okay.
Small or big?
I like big, but at the same time, small is comfortable.
Pick one of them.
Okay.
Thanks, caller.
Right. Thank you very much.
Merry
Bye.
Christmas.
Okay.
All right.
So
this is a good time for ritual strokes if you're here we go. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Woohoo, caller.
I'm brand new to this, so I am all ears tonight.
All right.
Oh,
welcome.
My goodness.
Yes, and I really look
virgin.
Forward. Yeah. Yeah, I'm so surprised you called. Thank you. And I'll listen, and I'll call in later.
Awesome.
Okay? Thank you.
Okay.
It's time for us to advertise that Getting to I Do.
Oh,
we're
that's right.
On the 22nd, and we'll open up a second one on the 29th of this month, Getting to I Do. Six people.
Yes,
girl,
six people.
It's Getting to I Do.
Mm-hmm.
On how to improve their dating and their mating skills.
Oh.
Oh. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question. Hi, Pat. I'm dealing with a situation. My son is dealing with a nursing home that my husband's at. He's dealing with an administrator. He's trying to get a paper that says when he will get turned because he's got a terrible wound on his behind, and they weren't doing it for a long period of time. And every time he has to get something done, he has to yell and fight about it. The administrator is not cooperating with him. So he went on social media and got 40,000 posts. And what he's doing now is, and he told me to go in, and he wanted me to show the post to all the staff members that he didn't email to. Now he wants me to go in tonight and show the post to the rest of the staff that haven't seen it. I'm getting so much anxiety. I don't know. Hello?
Don't you, don't you think a lawyer would be the person to talk to?
Yeah, but he's trying to do it himself, and he went on social media, got 40,000 posts, and he was trying to get a lawyer to come in,
darling,
with him. He's,
what has this got to do with you?
He wanted me to go in today and show all the posts to all the staff members, and then tonight he wants me to go back in. Now the social worker's mad at me, and she's saying she's not going to help me anymore. A lot of people are mad at me now.
Well, you did what he asked.
Yeah, I'm going to do it tonight, too. I thought it was the right thing to do, so I'm going to go do it again. He's trying to...
Wait a minute. If you thought it was the right thing to do, then do it.
I'm going to do it tonight, too. I'm going to go there as much as I can and show it to as many people because, you know, he had...
Please. I don't want to go into talking about whatever it is, but
okay.
If you believe in it, go for it.
Okay, but I'm just getting so much anxiety because the people are hating me now.
So the person you want to love you, right?
My son and my husband, yeah.
So who cares about the outsiders?
Yeah, there's a few people that really like us. There's a majority of them are really, really mad at us now. He's trying to get the administrator fired.
I want you to know... There's a skill in being disliked.
Yeah.
If you like what you're doing, you like the people that you're doing it for, do it.
Okay.
Great.
I know it's getting tough. Okay, I will do that. I will go in tonight and go show the rest of the people the posts. But then the social worker is really mad at me now. She said she's not going to help me. I told Brian that she has to help me.
Well, if she doesn't want to help you, that's it.
No, I said if I ever need help, she's not going to help me, and that's her job.
I got news for you. Then talk to her superior.
Her superior is who's Frank's after. That's the whole problem. Yeah, okay. I'll talk to Frank about it. He will excuse me. I won't say the name.
Okay.
I will. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, caller.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so we were talking about getting to a do and our recently added show that we're going to be doing, and there's only 6 spaces, and so I advise you, if you would like to join the class on the 29th, you need to sign up. So the best place to do that is www.drpatallen.com. or www.oneeyestore.com, and you'll be able to find all kinds of information there. Pardon me. Further, I advise you to sign up for the newsletter because the newsletter will give you all the information on recently added.
Oh, guess what? Susie just sent me a message.
Oh, excellent.
Said, I think, my phone is... But the other phone is interfering with it now. So go to the website.
Yes, www.drpatallen.com.
Anyway.
So anyway, on those calls, with respect to the high buy letters, if you want information on talking to Pat Allen for 15 minutes about your high buy letters or anything like that, you're going to need to contact info@drpatallen.com or call Sue directly to book that appointment. And let me see what other business we have here. Okay. I'm looking at our calendar, and what we've got coming up here is... For January, the first Monday in January looks like it's going to be... Our first Monday in January is January 7th. And that makes our first Wednesday in January, January 2nd. So you can confirm, I'm pretty sure, on drpatallen.com... to make sure that those are going to be live. And I'm pretty sure Monday is. The 2nd is Wednesday, January 2nd. I'm pretty sure that's going to be there too. And yeah, that's what we've got going on for January. And let's see, what do we have left here, Dr. Allen, as far as December goes? Do we have another show? We do. We'll have one more show for December for 2018. That'll be the 29th, which is pretty exciting. Again, we want you to sign up for the newsletter. That way you'll be able to get all the information ahead of time. Also, follow us on Facebook. That's an excellent place to go. Now, Dr. Allen, can you give us a little thumbnail of what you do in Getting to I Do?
What we do is find out whether you want to be cherished or respected first. We find out what you want when it comes to style of relationship, convenient, codependent, or covenant. We find out what are the non-negotiables? What are the negotiables? We help you outline your requirements for marriage or mating. Mating is the same as marriage without government approval, and often not with religious approval, but spiritually. There are people that are mating without a contract. So it's a matter of what is your personal idea of what marriage is for you? And being a small group, it's like a family meeting around a table. And it's intimate and, well, I like it, and my book, Getting to I Do, is still selling in the stores, so there's something good about what we're doing, I think.
You better believe it. I just got a message from Sue, too, which is awesome. So, the couples class is January 12th, and the Monday night seminar, no longer in Los Angeles, the next Newport Beach seminar is still the first Wednesday. So the next seminar for Los Angeles, the next couples class is January 12th. January 12th. That's what I'm saying here. So all this information, things are changing, of course, because the new year is coming and our stuff is a little different. So if you need this information, which of course you do, you're going to want to go to www.drpatallen.com. And let me see. Something coming up January 21st, so let me take a peek at our website real quick and confirm what's going on there. All right. DrPatAllen.com, that's us. All right. So, yes, you've been in print forever, Dr. Allen. It's amazing. So, yes, it looks like maybe January 21st is a seminar in L.A. All right, there we go. There it is. Okay, you can find that information at www.drpatallen.com. So, Dr. Allen, we are running out of time here. What do you have to say before we go?
What I want to say is the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is your willingness to make and keep agreements. That's what negotiating does. That's what I do.
That is definitely what you do. And I love what you said earlier tonight, Dr. Allen. I just want to touch on it really quick. not to be cryptic when you ask for the appointment, make sure you're telling them the subject of the appointment, because like you said, that's one of those things when somebody says, I need to talk to you. It can be quite unnerving. So definitely, I'd love that. I want to say Merry Christmas to all of our fans and our listeners. We'll be back with you one more time in December before the new year. So we look forward to talking to you next Thursday, December 29th. We'll see you then. Thank you. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.